Are you a giver in relationships? Are you someone who's always been the giver? Who's always believed that it doesn't matter if we don't receive, but we have to give because giving makes me happy. If you are the one who believes in this, this podcast could be for you. Sometimes we believe we are givers and we don't want to receive, but that indirectly and directly causes an impact on everything in your life, including your finances, your relationships, your health, your body, the way you see the world, the way your work is. So I'll give you a very, very, very simple example. Imagine you have about $10,000 in your bank account, among which you have spent $9,500 on everyone else. You have even either given that amount to people because you feel they are feeling sad, they are stuck in life, they are mentally going through something. Imagine $9,500 you just have given them. And now you only have $500 left. And in this $500, you are supposed to manage everything in your life, including your expenses, your children's expenses, your family trips. And then you say, I don't have money, because you have finished spending all the money. Imagine you keep doing this every month, and at the end of the month, you have spent $9,500 on others. You only have $500 for yourself, which gets exhausted. And every month, you say you have the money problem. Now, convert this money into energy. And if you are someone who has been always doing this, if you are spending all your energy trying to fix others, help others, give others, do things for others, and then you feel sad and hollow inside, it is mathematics. You don't have any energy left because you have leaked all your energy. Welcome to yet another powerful podcast with me, Ashwini Chube, the Unicorn Podcast, where I talk about how to live your life in abundance, joy, magic, and possibilities, and not in sadness, lack, limitation. There is so much which life offers us every single day. The possibilities are endless. We are always just one choice away from creating the best, highest possible version of our life. But we seldom do that. And the reason we don't do that is because A, we believe we don't have a choice, and B, for the longest time, we have lived in a reality where we were told that give endlessly and that will make you a better person. And we are waiting for that day when we will be acknowledged and rewarded for being a better person. On the face, we may be saying that, no, I don't want this. I don't want anything. I just want to be happy. But we are not feeling happy. Many times people tell me that giving makes them feel happy. And they overgive and overgive, and they think it makes them happy, but truly it's not making them happy. It is giving them a false sense of satisfaction, and they are creating codependency here. Okay, so well, let us look at this possibility. Imagine you are someone who always takes time out for people. Imagine you are always there for others. You are that friend who people always reach out when they have issues, when they have problems, when they have difficulties. And no matter what, you're always there for them, because that's what a good friend does. And now it's your turn. You reach out to the friend and your friend says, you know what, I would love to help you, but I'm busy with something else. And you say, yes, I understand. this goes on happening for years together, you still keep the friendship, because whenever your friend says they have the time, you are ready. But when you have time, they are not. Now, do you see here, you are giving more than you are receiving. You are not honored and respected as much. But yes, they say that you are their best friend. But they may not be there for you when you need them the most. We all have these quiet category of friends for whom we are always there, but they are not there. So here we are definitely giving more than we are receiving. In one of my previous podcasts, I also told about people who ghost you or people who don't keep in touch. No matter how much you try, they don't keep in touch. What is happening here? You are doing your best and you want that because you were friends with them at some point of time, but now that time has gone. They don't honor you, they don't respect you. What is happening? You are still chasing them. It's almost like you are a bottle of water who is unable to sustain the water in it because it has a small hole below it through which the water leaks. In energy world, we call these energy leaks, where we are giving so much that we are forgetting to receive. Wow. I wish someone told this to me before. I spent the first almost 25, 30 or yes, more than 30 years of my life living in what I call as the people pleaser, the energy leaker, the energy drainer world, where I was always there for everyone. The moment someone asked me, Ashwini, can I see you? I was always ready. I had no boundaries. What are boundaries? Boundaries are choosing what you want to do because you want to do, and doing it from a space of possibilities. So for example, you have time, you want to go out to have fun in the park, or you want to meet a friend for a cafe. You tell your friend, shall we meet for coffee sometime? And they say, yes, sure, why not? You ask them, how about today? They say, well, today is not possible, but we could do it tomorrow. And you say, well, tomorrow is not possible for me. How about maybe Tuesday? And they say, yes, Tuesday my calendar looks free. And then you both meet and have fun. That's exactly how a healthy, amazing relationship looks like. Now take this example. You call your friend and you ask them, shall we meet for coffee? They say, no, I can't meet you. Then you ask them, then when? Then they say, I'll let you know. And you are just waiting for them. And at 5 o'clock in the evening, they message you, hey, do you have time to catch up for coffee now? And that time you may be wanting to take your kids out, or you have something else, or you just want to relax and rest at home after a busy day. But you don't realize this, and you are so excited about actually receiving a yes from this friend to meet up for coffee. You still say yes and you go out with them. You have the high of, you get into the high that, wow, finally my friend connected to me. You have no sense of boundaries. You come home and you realize that you had some stuff pending which you almost forgot because your friend asked you for coffee. Oh my God. Does it sound like you? And do you think it's normal to be like this? This is one of the most subtle signs of toxic friendships, of codependency. And many times when we believe we are flexible, we are nothing but being compliant, and we also have no sense of boundaries. We are ready to do anything to keep the unhealthy, toxic friendship on. But here, what if you could change the narrative and tell your friend that, you know what, it's a little short notice and I have something else on my agenda today. What if we could meet tomorrow? And the friend says, tomorrow is not possible. And then you tell them, you know what, from next time onwards, if you could just tell me a little bit in advance, maybe a day in advance, I can reschedule my stuff so that I can have a good time meeting you. Now, if that friend agrees to do that and say, yes, I think that's good, you have a healthy friendship. But if that friend says, you never have time for me, no matter what I do, you always are the one complaining. And they either pull you back into the drama or they break friendship with you. You keep messaging them, they don't answer. And then they talk to you and again you run into the drama cycle. So a lot of times people, when they exercise boundaries too, they really don't know that they are exercising boundaries and they believe that they are, but the person still gets upset. No, they are just drawing you back into the drama cycle. So here, what could be the powerful choices you make? One choice could be saying that, listen, I love to meet up with you, but there are also other stuff which happens. What if we could meet up some other time? And they say, you never have time for me. You can say them, of course I'm having time for you. I'm creating a space where we both can meet according to our time and convenience. Don't let yourself be dragged in anyone's drama. Why do we need friends in life? Friends are all about sharing the joy, sharing happiness, sharing abundance, supporting each other, being there for each other. If you have time and energy for toxic people in your life, for codependent people who don't honor you, you will leak all your energy and you will have no energy left for the things which you would truly, truly, truly like to experience. Many times, these energies keep you stuck in the cycle of codependency at all levels. It impacts your financial reality. It impacts your relationships. It impacts your physical, mental health. And you end up feeling sorry for yourself and going in the victim mode. But what if I told you, having healthy friendships, relationships are only a choice away? We talk about the five elements of intimacy in Access Consciousness classes, in the foundation relationship classes, where Gary Douglas has beautifully put up the five elements of intimacy. If you would like to know more, you can go for a foundation class or book a relationship class with an Access Consciousness facilitator. The tools which we discuss here help us make powerful choices. A lot of things cannot be simply written and explained, because when you write things down or when you put it out, you only grab the 5% essence of it, but there is a whole world of experience which is the 95% of the whole picture. But I hope this podcast helps you to make powerful choices in terms of friendships, relationships, co-workers, and sometimes even family. So are you the one who is making powerful choices? Or are you the one who is staying in friendships, relationships, because you're afraid you might lose the person? There was a very funny thing which I read a few years ago. People don't understand meaning of self-love. And most people think self-love is being selfish. Here we are not talking about self-love, we are talking about powerful choices or powerful boundaries. So one day there was someone who shared this stuff on social media saying that if you keep having boundaries and if you keep having self-love, you will be a 50-year-old who ends up all alone. My God, that came from such a disempowering space. My reply to it would be, And if you do not have self-worth and boundaries, you might end up as a 50-year-old surrounded by people who manipulate you, which might just keep end you up in an asylum. The truth is, when you have boundaries, all the toxic people will leave your life. Does that make you alone? No, you will not be alone. You will not be lonely because you will be surrounded by people. The vibration at which you will reach after you start putting healthy boundaries is you will only and only attract friends, family, and people who will honor you, support you, and you will never alone. You will never be alone. You will always have their support. And you will always be in relationships where you are honored. And not just that, when your energy is not leaked, your money reality, your financial reality will be changed. Your other relationships will get better. Your relationship with your children, with your family, with your co-workers will change as well. And you will come across as a very powerful, potent person who can create anything and everything they want in life. Well, this topic is beautiful and I can go on talking about it. But all I can say here is, make choices which honor you. You are capable of creating possibilities, but only and only when you make the choice. Thank you.